Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? Tom Lounge is here, and we are ready to drink some beer. No, we're not. Yes, we are, because tonight it's all about Brewski Fest. That's right. Brewski Fest is coming up before you know it. It's a little bit different twist on beer fest in the region. We've got a young lady with us, Jennifer Jean, and she's going to tell us all about Brewski Fest that's happening on August 20th. That's this coming Friday. It's happening in Valparaiso, Indiana, and we're going to get all frothy and foamy tonight as we tell you about why this is unique and why it's a little bit different. I'm not sure Jose is going to enjoy it as much as I will because he's one of those new school guys, and I'm old school. We'll find out after your headlines. Stay with us and pop a top. Ah, yes, indeed. You know that song. You know that music. It is indeed time to roll out the barrel. There is a wholly different kind of beer fest, and it's coming to Central Park at Northwest Health Amphitheater in Valparaiso, and it's coming there on the 20th, which is this Friday. So we're going to talk all about this new beer fest. Or is it a new beer fest? Maybe it's an old beer fest. You'll find out. You see, we're celebrating the beers of our fathers and our grandfathers and our forefathers. We'll talk about beer, beer, and more beer. And the best part is we're going to be drinking beer so that we can help the Friends of the Dunes. It's coming up, so let's roll it out. We'll have our guests joining us after this. The barrel and having a barrel of fun, or we will be. Well, we're going to have some fun tonight too, but we're going to have a lot of fun on Friday the 20th in Valparaiso. That's right. We're going to go to the Northwest Health Amphitheater over at Central Park Plaza, and we're going to be drinking beer, and we're going to be hearing music from our old friends, the Craw Puppies. And this is a different kind of beer fest, and I've been saying that since the start of the show. What's different about it? Well, it's kind of old school. In fact, it's very old school. I remember in my youth, many, many years ago, that we would build furniture out of the beer cases that we would drink from. We, during the old Night Rock days, we would drink Stroh's. And we had the bottles of Stroh's that would come in those heavy-duty cardboard cases. And as we would drink them, we would put them together and we would cover them with pillows and quilts, and we would make couches, and we had end tables, and we had all kinds of stuff made out of Stroh's cases. So our goal, to be responsible, was to drink as much as we could so that we could have a fully furnished apartment. That was the crash pad for the Night Rock DJs back in my wild radio days. So, you see, beer is a very functional product, and we're going to have fun with it, and we're going to be being functional again because the event we're going to talk about tonight, even though it's all about fun, all about music, and all about memories and retroisms, it's also about helping the next generation learn about nature, learn about the treasures of the Indiana Dunes. And with me is my guest, Jennifer Jean. Jennifer, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
This is unique. When you called me earlier this week and said, hey, I got this thing going on. And then you mentioned our mutual friend, Omar Farag. And Omar is himself a ball of fun to be with. I mean, Omar is a trip. He is the guy that would always give us the Elvis birthday festivals. And he did the Let the Good Times Roll back in the day when I was working over at Star Plaza.
Yes, Omar's so great.
He's involved in this somehow, right?
He's actually been my consultant.
Okay.
Because this is our first beer fest that we're putting together. Omar goes way back to being a friend of my father's.
Okay.
From the days of when he had Bonfem Cafe in Merrillville. And I know Omar did a lot with the rock and roll shows at the Radisson,
yeah,
the Star Theater, and then Wolf Lake Fest. So
yeah, I think he's still involved over there.
Yeah, so he's actually involved in doing bookings for Crop Puppies and stuff like that too. So
wow,
he's still kicking and doing great and dancing. The last time we had a backyard party with Dead to Rights playing,
uh-huh,
he was dancing with, you know, lots of friends around him and doing
wow
great. So
Dead to Rights, a great Grateful Dead band. So I can picture Omar in a tie-dye shirt twirling like he's at a Dead show.
Everyone was dancing around him. He didn't know.
Wow. This is cool. This is actually called Brewski Fest, which Brewskis was the old-fashioned term we used back then.
Perfect. Yes, that just came about last year, actually, in March. I had a meeting with the gentleman who runs the Entertainer magazine that goes to all the bars,
right,
and another guy. And we were talking about doing a beer fest. And then literally a week or two later, COVID hit. So that was that, kiboshed last
mm-hmm
March. And then, long story short, a couple of months, I would say this February or so, we were out in Valpo, and again, Dead to Rights was playing, and the place was packed. It was a Tuesday. There were so many people there. And I was just like, you know, people are dying to get out again.
We should
get this rolling. And it looked like most of the major beer festivals had canceled. So all the corporations backed out. There didn't seem to be, at that point when I was looking, too much going on. I said, well, we can do this. I'm not a big corporation. You know, I can move
right
fast in that regard and get this
established. Not too many
I's
and nays involved.
Right.
It was like, we doing it? Yes. We doing it? No. Okay.
Pretty much. So that was it. And here we are rolling with Brewski Fest, quick and fast, is trying to get the word out to sell tickets and help our fundraiser for Friends of Indiana Dunes.
Now, there's a lot of different festivals that go on, and everybody seems to have a beer garden. And there are some brew fests that are out there, and most of them are the IPAs and the, you know, all the independent stuff. That's, and Jose, feel free to chime in on some of this too, because you are probably the bigger of the beer drinkers in here right now, because I'm kind of past my prime and you're in your prime.
Yeah, I gotta say, when I seen the names of some of the beers being offered, I got excited with like Schlitz and Old Style
and Hams.
Yeah,
like,
me and my friends, it's the cheaper, the better back in the day. So.
Yeah, exactly. Those were the beers in the day. Now you're of the younger generation. And
sort of,
you guys, well, you are. Yeah. Compared to me, you're way younger.
I'll even say compared to me.
But and I know you and your buddies like to go out, and you're always talking about craft breweries and things. You like IPAs.
Yeah.
And you obviously like the old school beers too.
Mm-hmm.
What is the biggest difference in your palate between the two?
So I guess the biggest difference for me, what helps me pick beers,
mm-hmm,
is honestly the situation. Like if I'm...
Like if there is some or isn't some.
That. But also like if it's hot and summer out, mm-hmm, I want a cold, like I want to crack open a cold, refreshing, I don't know, like a Old Style or a PBR, you know,
okay,
something a little bit lighter. But if it's sort of like, at the, I don't know, like nighttime, like in a club bar scene,
okay,
or whatever.
Something
I like
a little more of a lager?
Yeah, lager. I like or IPA. That's where
or
I drink
IPA.
The IPAs.
Okay.
Yeah, especially at, I don't know, I frequent beercades a lot.
Okay.
You know?
So you may have mentioned one of the subtle differences that when we're looking at classic old school beers, I prefer Old Style. And one of the reasons I do like it is I say it's a good pacer beer.
Pacer. I
like
that.
You know,
yeah.
I can have a few and still be
functional.
Fine. Versus the IPAs are a little bit stronger. So for one reason, I think that might be underlying, like you said, the mood, you know.
Yeah, it's more like a nighttime. I'm going to be sitting down, like it's dark. But.
And it seems like that is the trend now, though. Everybody's going for the craft beers. And we see them popping up in cities all over the place. Some cities and towns have two or three craft beer places. So what made you think that there is a market for the retro brewski?
Good question, because I do enjoy the IPAs. Like you say, this is not going against IPA beers. I have very good friends that own Shoreline Brewery and Devil's Trumpet in the area, so we love our IPAs. The old school take on it, though, is just there's so many IPA beer fests. Everything is IPA beer fest. There's really nothing special about it. And when I was in Aspen recently, I noticed people, younger people, were drinking Schlitz, they were drinking PBR, you know, all these classic beers in the bars. And I was like, wow. And usually the West Coast has the trend before we do. So I was thinking, okay, let's bring this up now.
It's kind of like with music. People have got tired of the digital downloads. We're back to vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing this cycle again that what's old is new for the younger folks
out
there.
Right. Hopefully we're not too far ahead of the curve, because at first ticket sales were going slow, but then Omar, being the great consultant, he said for outdoor festivals, that's usually the case.
Right.
He said the sales
people will
come...
wait because of weather and everything else. And
right. But
this is going to be held in the big, beautiful outdoor facility in downtown Valparaiso, correct?
Yes.
Big outdoor amphitheater.
Yes.
So will there be multiple beer tents with representing each of the different beers? Will there be different local bars involved? Is it one giant beer garden? How are you formatting this?
The amphitheater setup also has the street attached, so we actually have the street plus all the grass area in the amphitheater, and on the street is where the beer trailer is going to be and the kegs. So first priority that we're trying to get are cans, just more for the feeling, walking around with a can of Old Style, a can of PBR.
Okay.
It's just fun for the theme. Because of COVID and the restrictions and the limited availability of cans, if we can't get as many cans as we want, we have kegs. So
right.
Either way, we're having the beer. So it'll be a mixture of cans and kegs. Definitely, you know, have the classic beers. And we're looking to have the wristbands, which will allow for 5 classic beverages, classic beers, included with the price
so
of the ticket.
So you buy your ticket. Mm-hmm. It gets you in the facility to see the music with the Craw Puppies. It gets you in, which we're going to talk about. There's some special guests joining us that will be rolling in. But it'll also get you your choice of 5 different beers. So you could have a Bud, a Miller, a PBR. You could have whatever you want, 5 beers with
it. Right. Try everyone.
Okay.
And pick your favorite, and then there'll be more available for purchase. And again, the $5 of every ticket sold plus a portion of proceeds are going to benefit Friends of Indiana Dunes, the non-for-profit organization that has some great programs.
Mm-hmm.
One of which I love the most is their educational program, where they take underprivileged kids that are lower income, maybe can't afford to pay for the camping trip, and they pay for it. So these kids get to experience the dunes instead of the city, and maybe, you know, change something in their life for that. So.
Right. So by going to this, by having fun, by bringing your friends and family and drinking Más Cerveza, you will be helping kids learn about nature and get out of different environments and exploring what the world's about.
Absolutely.
I mean, so yes. You can feel good about going out and popping the tops off some cans.
Opening the cans, yes,
all
sir.
Right. Yep. So again, regardless of whether you like IPAs or if you like Schlitz or if you like Budweiser or whatever, the bottom line is you have to like beer. So we're going to play a song all about liking beer, and then we're going to be back to talk about some special guests that are joining us and some other things.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
I like beer. Do you like beer? I bet you do. That's why you're listening. And that's why you're going to join us at Brewski Fest. There was a band we used to have that was signed to our record label called Laser Band out of Michigan City, and they had a song, and it was Brewski's in My Hand, was one of the lyrics on that. Now, every time I hear Brewski, I think of the 70s. It was just the term here in the region. When you wanted to drink something, let's go get some Brewski's, boys. And that sounds so cliche and so archaic now, but it's back. Like everything else, good things come in cycles, and we have Brewski Fest, and with us, we have Jennifer Jean. She is one of the principals involved in bringing this event, and you mentioned off-air that this is the first annual, so I'm assuming there will be second, third, fourth, fifth, and 20th annuals?
We are hoping to have second annual, third annual, that, and every year build on it and try to get more obscure beers and beers that are harder to find, because we've actually had some people ask for Billy Beer.
Is that even around anymore? I don't think it is.
I don't think so either, but the point of that is we can, you know, actually try to get obscure.
Yeah, Lone Star beer.
Lone Star.
When I was in Galveston, that's what we drank. Lone Star beer. I was all of, I shouldn't say old. I was old enough to drink, but I would like to sample that once in a while.
Red, White, and Blue.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
Mentioned on the
to
Facebook.
Me, Red, White, and Blue reminded me of Budweiser. It's to me, it had the same kind of thing, just a different cooler can. But I still have my beer can collection from high school back in the 70s.
I know people that have the same.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've had, different women in my life saying, why do you still have that? And, my wife's like, why do you still have that? And I'm like, because I can't get rid of it. And the thing is, way before Jose was probably around, and certainly before he was drinking, the cans were actually tin. They weren't the aluminum cans. They were heavy. They were heavy tin cans.
Did you need like a can opener?
Yeah,
to open them?
You needed can openers.
I heard about those.
And I have some of those. Those are pretty cool. And, you were mentioning about cans at Brewski Fest, and that's, the goal is to have as many cans as you can. Will you have bottles too, or just the tap and cans?
Tap and cans.
Okay.
Cans first, tap second. And also on our website, brewskifest.org, we have a picture on the homepage, I believe, of the evolution of beer cans, where they were the ones you have to use with the opener and then the pull tab and et cetera. There's like four or five evolutions. There's actually a little history behind that, but the picture's on the front page, which is interesting. And a lot of these old school beers, which is interesting to me also, not only were they, enjoyed by our dads, moms, and grandparents, but they all have long histories, which I'm learning about pulling this, you know, fun facts together for the website.
And well, give us a fun fact about a popular beer. What do you got for us?
Well, Old Style was the first, my favorite beer, so we'll start with that.
Okay.
Was the first brand created by Heilemann Brewing. They purchased Gold Leaf trademark in 1899, so they go back. And they started running with the name Old Times Lager in the 1900s. They had a lawsuit, dropped the lager, ended up calling it Old Style for most of the advertisements and stuff in 1905. And then the little thing that you can still see on the cans is a red triangle. And that resulted from so many competitors copying their name and similar sounding names. So Heilemann said, okay, we're adding a red triangle to our advertisements in 1914, indicating that anything without the red triangle is not genuine Old Style.
Wow. So. Yeah, I guess you couldn't trademark words like Old Style because everything that wasn't new was Old Style.
Right, so they had a lot of history going back to the 1899, which is interesting, and discontinued a little during Prohibition, but now it's back except for...
Are they out of Chicago? Because I know Old Style's like... connected with the Cubs
or at least they were a big sponsor of the Cubs for a lot of years, but as I understand now, Pabst, they're produced by Miller Brewing for Pabst.
Okay. See, everything is bought out. It's like record labels. They all absorb each other.
I think
you're right. I think in the beginning they were rooted here because you couldn't get Old Style outside of Chicagoland for a while.
Right. It pretty much says Wisconsin, Chicago metro area, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan, and North Dakota.
Good old Midwest here. Like I said, ours when we were in our 20s was Stroh's because we would literally make our apartment furniture out of. All the DJs had this crash pad, and it was a loft apartment, and we didn't have any money. We were in radio, and so we would, what are you going to do? Well, we can't not drink beer. You know, we got to have our money for beer, so we'd pull that, and then we'd use the cans and the bottles and things and be creative with them. We'd repurpose them before that was even a term.
You were ahead of your time with that.
So if you ever slept on beer cases, they're really not that bad, and they're heavy duty because you put the bottles back in. You'd rinse them so they didn't stink, and you put them back in, and that gave you the support, and you'd put toss pillows and cover it with a quilt, and it actually makes a pretty good bed foundation or a couch, and then you could cover it with a tablecloth, and it'd be an end table. So you wouldn't even know these were beer case furniture unless you knew. You just thought, oh, this is kind of bohemian looking.
We should almost do those for Brewski Fest, have a couch.
That would be fun if we could bottles, though. It's got to be the heavy cardboard cases that open up like a T. You can make so much out of that stuff. Well, and I give props to Kevin Weber, who is one of our top jocks at Night Rock. And it was his apartment to start with. And he's the guy that I came in and said, well, this is pretty cool. He goes, yeah, look at underneath. And it's like all Stroh's. I'm like, drink more.
Well Stroh's being, Old Style being an American invention, Stroh's came from West Germany and actually a Czechoslovakian recipe. They called it Bohemia. And I was like, what's Bohemia really?
Okay, so let's do some Bohemia music. Let's do a little bit of some classic Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. Mamma Mia, here we come.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Just
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh, oh. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
We'll not let you go.
Never.
We'll not let you go.
Let me go.
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Raising a glass to the Bohemians who gave us beer, at least a certain kind of beer, Stroh's. And Stroh's is one of those being represented at Brewski Fest, which is a salute and a celebration of old school retro beers, the kind our dads and grandfathers and grandmothers used to drink. And we're going to be drinking them again. And that's happening on Friday the 20th. That's this coming Friday. It's right around the corner here, right? Is that this Friday?
Not this Friday, but next.
The next Friday.
But very
okay.
Soon, yep. About yeah. 10 days or
boy,
so.
Boy, I'm ahead of the curve. I'm just excited, so I want it to be now.
I'm good with it.
So, yeah, it's going to be Friday the 20th, August 20th. And, again, this is a celebration of old school beers, no IPAs, no craft beers, none of the newer stuff. Schlitz is one of them, and I didn't know Schlitz still existed. So that's one. You said that was your first beer?
First sip of beer ever was Schlitz, and from then on I said, oh, I'm a fan of Schlitz, ever, you know, just mm-hmm. even having one sip. But recently I've seen it making a comeback. I've seen it at a couple bars in Valpo, people actually drinking Schlitz.
Drinking Schlitz and, again. And Jose says he likes Schlitz with tacos.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Perfect.
Real, real good.
There you go. We're going to have a taco stand, too.
I was going to say, obviously, there's going to be food, because you need food when you have alcohol.
Yep, food
so
trucks.
What do we got? What kind of food trucks?
Philly D's. He does steak and tacos. We have Trailways, food truck. They have a variety of things. We have a whole bunch of food trucks we're pulling together still and getting mm-hmm. confirmation. So I'm looking to have about 5 food trucks or so. And there's also the pretzel place right by Central Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're, you know,
there's always great restaurants downtown. So and you're right in the heart of downtown. So you can go have a dinner, support your local businesses, wander back to the park, and have 5 or 6 more beers.
Exactly. Enjoy the Craw Puppies.
Craw Puppies will be playing.
I just saw them the other day there. kind of scoping out Brewski Fest.
Yeah.
And I think there was about 1,000 people in Central Park. They rocked the place. It was so fun. Everyone was dancing. I had to dance. It was
I just did them in Crown Point at Bulldog Park not too long ago. And yeah, they're a great band.
Such a good band. We're lucky to have such good entertainment in our area.
Now you have some other special guests rolling in. The South Shore Roller Derby Girls, or women, we should probably say. Now what's their role? What does roller derby got to do with drinking beer?
Well, when you mentioned Brewski and you're thinking old school and retro, I was thinking, well, we need some way to do the giveaways and kind of give directions. And I was like, roller derby girls sound perfect. They sound, you know,
kind of retro. Always looking to market.
They're looking to market. They have the South Shore Roller Derby Facebook page that people can go on there and see when they have their events. But they're actually not going to be doing roller derby. They're just going to be skating around casually, giving away T-shirts or whatever.
Kind of like Goodwill ambassadors.
Yes, helping with directions and stuff like that, wearing Brewski T-shirts, hopefully. But so if you see ladies on skates, that's they're excited to help out with the fundraiser and the theme of the fest. Because a lot of Brewski Fest, I want to be part of the people there. You know, my dad was always big into people watching. We'd go to Chicago Fest or wherever, and he would just enjoy people, and he was just very social. People still talk about him. And I was just thinking that would be great to not only have entertainment, but actually the people be the entertainment, dressed in classic beer shirts, retro hats, dressed like your dad if you can't bring him.
Right. There's a quote in here in your press release. If you can't bring your dad, dress like him.
Yes.
And I like that. That's a great catch line here. Because, you know, the dads would always, you know, on a Sunday or a Saturday, they'd mow the lawn. The guys in the neighborhood all get together, and they'd sit around a picnic table somewhere and talk about the neighborhood and drink beer, and suddenly someone's getting the grill going, and it was a social thing.
Well, I see white socks for some reason.
White socks and shorts. Yeah. That was a thing.
So we'll see if anyone shows up that way, but we're looking forward to
and
just
those sloppy hats.
Yes, there's a great beer can hat my daughter made, actually. She watches TikTok all the time on her phone, and they have beer can hats that you can make out of cases of beer. She made the most amazing cowboy hat out of light beer cases.
Wow. So it's not only for furniture anymore.
Not only for furniture. It's style. I should post a picture. I told her she should make a bunch of them. She could sell them.
That'd be fun.
She's like, you need like a lot of cases to make one. And
okay, so Mom, time to drink. All right, Jose, we're going over to Jennifer's house, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to drink and make some hats.
Sounds good.
Add to the cause.
Arts and crafts.
That's it.
Now, the idea, as we mentioned, there's a lot of brew fests out there. The idea to go old school with the retro beers, what kind of response did you get from the people involved in Valparaiso when you came up with this idea? And you and Omar pitched this, and did they think you were crazy and say, well, that's like so out of touch, it's not even acceptable?
Well, the Valpo Parks Department has been fantastic, so they were cooperative the whole way. As far as the pitch to do Old School Beer Fest, everyone really liked it. Everyone was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. And when you talk about the retro dress, everyone, you know, laughed at that same quote you did about if you can't bring your dad, dress like him. And just the whole theme, there's a lot of great reaction on that. We have just under 700 people interested on Facebook, and I have 500 tickets for sale.
Oh.
But we still have tickets available.
Right.
So
that's just pre-sale.
So, you know, like I said, I have 500 tickets available. Almost 700 people said they were interested, but not all those people bought them yet.
But if you sell 500 tickets, will there still be room for walk-up? I mean, obviously you want to get your tickets early to make sure you're involved.
Right, right.
But that's a pretty big park.
It is. I was trying to be, since it's our first event, honestly, because I heard Brewfest, the one that's IPAs, has like 1,500 people.
Yeah, that's a little overkill.
And I was like, that's a lot, because it's our first one, so that kind of, you know. And then I was thinking, well, 800, half of that, because we have half of their space. And then I started thinking, well, this is our first one, and 800 people is a lot.
Right,
so
right.
Honestly, I was just like, okay, 500, we'll manage it, make sure everything's efficient, everyone has a great time, and grow from there.
Have it's plenty kind of porta-potties.
You know, right.
If you're going to have that much beer, you got to have plenty of porta-potties.
So that's our plan. People have a lot of room. It won't be crammed in, which I think is a bonus, especially, you know, this day and age. So we'll have lots of room to walk around, enjoy the party.
What are the beers listed? And I have never heard of it. It's Champagne Velvet. And at first I thought, okay, Valpo's known for, you know, Valpo Velvet, the ice cream and things. Is this somehow related to that, or is this completely... I never heard of Champagne Velvet.
Nor did I until the distributor mentioned it. He said, this might fit your theme perfectly. It's actually a recipe from Terre Haute that went missing for many years. And a fan of the beer rescued this handwritten recipe from a trademark portfolio. The... Bloomington Brewery called Upland took that recipe and actually started making the beer. And it's a light, smooth light lager, as it's described. It's a lot of grandparents drank it since 1902. And it has a German recipe history. And it says it grew to become one of Indiana's most popular beers. So
when did it disappear?
It just says my research said it was a regional favorite and the recipe went missing for many years until a fan rescued it. So
it doesn't give us a timetable.
Not exactly, but it does say that their slogan was the beer with the $1 million flavor because they actually insured it with $1 million policy.
Wow.
And back in the 1900s, I guess
that was
a big thing. But it's an interesting
Champagne
special.
Velvet.
Yeah.
Does that come in cans?
Cans, yes.
Is that available readily now in like supermarkets and things?
It is. They produce it year round. You could go to Upland's
in Bloomington
website and see where they're distributing it. I don't know if they're in this area, but we're getting it.
Okay. So it formed in Terre Haute, was created in Terre Haute, is now being brewed in Bloomington, and you can drink it here at Brewski Fest.
Yep, exactly. And they said when they reformulated that recipe, they actually used that scrap piece of paper to bring the Midwest legend back to life. So that's something I hope Brewski Fest can also do is celebrate classics, but, you know, tell a little story behind it. Be like, oh, here's Champagne Velvet. The recipe was lost. Great beer. How about that?
You know, when I was growing up, the beer commercials, and to the same token, a lot of the cigarette commercials, they were very creative.
They were great.
You know, and I know that you know, with cigarettes, it's definitely not good for you. And then they pulled all this, you know, political correctness, and you can't advertise certain things anymore. But I missed the Ham's Bear, the beer bear.
Yes.
He'd always be, like, catching a fish in a stream, and, you know, and there's some fishermen, and all of a sudden there's a can of Ham's, and it's got the big bear, and he's chugging beer. And I thought, I'm a little kid thinking, that's a cool commercial, because he was a cartoon bear.
Well, I think you might be able to see that if you go to brewskifest.org. We have a vintage ad section, and there's like old vintage pictures and some videos. And I think that Ham.
You should have the screen there showing that on the stage.
You should run some of the commercials.
Some of the retroisms.
That's a good
Because a lot of the younger people have never seen them
on a big TV.
Yeah, get like one of those white screens behind.
That's a great idea.
And run the commercials when it gets darker in the evening. And I bet a lot of people get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
I don't see why you couldn't.
And the Budweiser frogs, like those.
Yeah,
are my,
the frogs.
The frogs are my favorite.
I forgot about the frogs.
I think my grandma had like a mug, and you press the button, it said Budweiser. I used to press that all the time.
Traditionally, I think they've had great commercials.
Yeah, the Clydesdales.
But even in magazines, I used to always love when I was in art, the liquor commercials. You know, in magazines, they were just sleek and. Mm-hmm. Sharp, very. But then they have a lot of money probably to put into their advertisements.
Right.
Of course, they have good
because a lot of people drink beer.
But I like that. I like that. Show the old school video.
I think that would be fun.
That would be.
You could even like create a different beer post, like to help people guide their way around. Have some of the old fashioned print ads, like on a stick. You can print them in 11 by 17s or whatever and have those to, you know, have like a, what do you call it? Treasure hunt.
Yes, a little.
And you go to, you find the Ham's beer and get a stamp.
Find the triangle on the old style.
Yes, and get a stamp. And then you bring it over and you could win a t-shirt or something.
I like that idea.
These are all things, if we can't do it for 2 weeks from now, you can do it next year.
Definitely.
For the second annual.
Definitely, and we'll save your podcast so we can replay it.
Yes, we'll do a new one. And we'll bring some leftover beers and sample them on air. One of the things you brought with you is the Indiana Brewski Fest license plate, a celebration of retro beers. And it's stamped with the stamp on the license plate, normally would be where it expires, says August 20th, 2021. That's a cool sign. Where did that come from?
Thank you. I made that. Just trying to messing around with different things and backgrounds, and finally just came something retro. And it just evolved to that. And I'll tell you, my daughter, who's 23, says, I don't want rust on my shirt. This license plate has a little rust on the bottom of it to give it the retro look. She's like, why don't you make one that's graphically clean, and I'll put that on my shirt. So I actually have another version that has no rust, and it's just clean.
Yeah, but the rust gives it character.
I'm telling you, I like
you
the rust.
You young people.
I like the rust.
Now, is that going to be a T-shirt?
Yes.
So you're going to have those for sale?
I'm hoping to. Like I said, this is our first annual and pulling it together. Mm-hmm. I don't have T-shirts scheduled yet, but that would be a great thing to do. So
you should do at least a limited run. Get a couple hundred of those. I will buy a couple right now. I'll commit to that right now because that's very cool. And if you made license plates like that, I bet those would be hot sellers.
Or even like little cardboard ones.
Yeah.
We've had requests, people saying they really like that logo. So I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
So lots of good feedback on, like I said, on Facebook, you know, physically talking to people, just response rate. A couple people once in a while will be like, yuck, I'm not drinking that beer. But you know what? That's fine because go to the other ones. But most of the people are like so open to it and excited. And
but there's so many different kinds of beers.
And you have to
we're
try
talking
it.
Stroh, right. Schlitz, Old Style, Hams, Miller High Life, the champagne of bottle beer, Champagne Velvet, PBR, and more. Now, PBR is one of those beers that when I was young, I liked. And then several years back, I was drinking it again, watching. NASCAR with the band Jackal. We were backstage at the Star Plaza and we were doing a show, and they were watching NASCAR, and all they had on the rider was PBR. So it's like, well, if you want a beer, this is what you drink. And after the first one went down a little rough, it was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. My taste buds got used to it again.
PBR seems to be a huge company quietly gobbling up all the other companies. I think they own, like I said, Old Style, and you know, Miller produces for them, and Stroh's, I believe. And
Old Style was the most popular beer here for years. When I was doing Midwest Beat magazine and Night Rock back in the day, we would do parties and bars all the time, and everybody drank Old Style. That's just the beer you ordered. If you didn't know what to buy for your buddies, you'd get a tray of Old Style because everybody drank it.
I think people need to taste it and realize, I always say it's a craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend says something else. He goes, it's a something else.
Yes, yeah.
I'm like,
well, he's
craft.
Wrong. He's
it's
wrong.
Craft. It's actually lovely beer. And when I went to Mesa, Arizona to see the Cubs a couple years ago, they had that up next to their craft beer section. They had the Old Style and the craft beer. So that's
wow. That shows that you something.
There you go. That's why I say that.
We're talking about Brewski Fest. And again, it's happening not this Friday, but the following Friday, the 20th. And it's happening in Valparaiso at the Northwest Health Amphitheater, which is Central Park, right in the smack dab middle of the square there. You can't miss it. Of course, there's so much going on in Valparaiso. That is, you know, they say Chicago's a toddle in town. Valpo is a toddle in town. There is always something going on in Valpo, and the restaurants are bustling, and the sidewalks are bustling. It's an incredible place to be, and what a great place to set something like this up and try it out.
Yes, we are looking forward to Central Park Amphitheater. The venue, we were trying to get a Saturday, and they were all booked. So it is a hot place. There's something always going on in Valpo.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Friday night for Brewski Fest. So again, if you want to check out for tickets, you can go to brewskifest.org, or we have a Facebook page, Brewski Fest, and it will help our fundraiser, which we're trying to spread the word. And
it helps the Friends of the Indiana Dunes.
Yes.
And they help the kids. And that's all you need to know. Drink beer, help the dunes, help the kids learn about the dunes, and let's keep nature alive and well here in Northwest Indiana. It is our heritage, just like drinking beer.
Right. Come out, have some fun, dance to some great music by the Crawpuppies.
Crawpuppies will be on most of the night. 6 to 10, they're doing multiple sets. And I think we should play some Crawpuppies now. Let's give one out to Chad and the boys. This is off their one of their two original albums. This is one of my favorite songs. We used to play this on the radio all the time. Here's the Crawpuppies.
Sorry for myself. Carousel keeps turning and I just
Out of My Head, off the Peaceful Amnesty album. I keep telling Chad Clifford, and if he is listening now, I'm going to say it again, Chad. Write some more music. You are a great songwriter, and both of their albums are definitely worth a couple bucks to pick up. One of the best songwriters in Northwest Indiana, for sure. And he's got that Beatle-esque kind of sound, but with his own sound. It's not a Beatle derivative, really. Out of My Head. And that makes sense because we're talking about beer and brewskis, and a good beer always has some head on it. And there you go.
Love that song.
We're out of our heads for beer. Yes, we are. And that's happening in 2 weeks.
And you said that was an original. That was so good. I didn't even know it was an original.
Yes. And the thing is, make sure when they play, they have 4 hours to fill.
Yes.
You tell Chad, we're not having the fest unless you play some originals. You tell
for Tom.
For Tom,
but
that's
I
right.
do want that song also because that's the song I used on the commercial we did for Brewski Fest.
Okay,
unknowingly,
out of my head.
That was an original. So I love that
song. Good stuff.
So that's like ESPN, right? I knew.
There you go. Food trucks, live music from the Craw Puppies, South Shore Roller Derby Girls, all kinds of beer, tacos. Jose and I'll be there.
Yay.
So there you go. We're going to be drinking beer, eating tacos, and hanging out with the roller derby girls. So without any further ado, is there anything we haven't talked about that we should, Jennifer?
So happy that you had me on to spread the word for Brewski Fest. I appreciate that and the emphasis that it is for the Friends of Indiana Dunes, but also that we want to have it second annual. So hope everyone comes out, has a great time, and supports the first annual.
So we can have a second annual.
Yes, exactly.
And BrewskiFest.org is the website, and in Facebook.com/BrewskiFest is where you'll find all the information. And where are the retro commercials? On the website?
Yes. Yep. Right on the menu. It'll say vintage ads.
Wow.
So you can look at some of those.
Is there one beer that you're finding when you talk about this to people that you're finding that they're more excited about as far as the old school beers?
Everyone seems to reference someone in their life that they knew, like, oh, Uncle Mike drank PBR. Oh,
right.
Tony drank Schlitz. So it seems like everyone has someone in their life that had a different beer and, you know, can think about them if they can't bring them.
That's right. And dress like them.
Yes.
Pull out the old beer. If you got beer shirts, you know, with the old logos on them or sayings, even if they don't fit, that's okay. You know, or if they got some holes in them or some beer stains, that's all right. We're going to pretend we're all from the 70s and the 60s, and we're going to wear those beer shirts proudly, and we can wear those floppy hats, and you can wear shorts and white socks, and I promise we will not make fun of you.
Right.
Because it's all about going back in time and remembering an easier time, a looser time in American history, when summers were summers and summers were powered by beer.
And that's what we're looking to do. Have a wonderful evening in the summer together. Everyone can be out. We'll have room to enjoy, to dance, drink beer, celebrate, everyone be safe, 21 and over only event, and we're very much looking forward
Leave
to it.
Leave the kids at home.
Yeah, this is our
This
our
is
night.
About us.
That's it.
Us old-timers. Us old-stylers. Different kind of beer fest, as I mentioned, Central Park in Valparaiso, Friday the 20th, and it's a celebration, definitely. Dress up. And come out. And just remember, we only want you if you're pretty good at drinking beer, because we're going to have a lot of it to drink. And on that note, we're going to settle on out of here. I think it's time for us to go hit a bar and get a few beers ourselves. Mr. Billy Currington taking us home. I'm Lounges. I'm out of here. Adios.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light, I like 'em cold. grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer.